Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
If you are a Hershey's Kiss fan, and who's not? Somebody once told me that it's terrible quality chocolate, and I was like, I don't care. It tastes great. I like it.
That's very good. It's the right portion, because then you just eat 100 of them, but you don't really notice how much you're eating.
22 calories in each Hershey's Kiss.
See, so that's only your full day's calories in 100 Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah. And now the Hershey's Kiss is introducing a Hershey's Kiss Deluxe. It's a chocolate that is double the size of the standard and has a hazelnut center flecked with Rice Krisps.
I knew you were going to say something about filling it.
It sounds suspiciously like a Ferrero Rocher to me. I don't feel like Hershey's really dug down to the bottom of their creative genius chocolate places to find a new thing to do. But one of the seniors at Hershey's says, it took 55 years just to change the color of the foil. Nobody wanted to do that. And then it took 25 years for them to introduce a Hershey's Kiss with almonds, which was a big hit. I've never had one of those. Have you guys had one?
Nope.
Then the Hershey's Hug. Those are cute.
That's the white and dark chocolate together. The little white and milk chocolate.
Stripey one.
Mm-hmm.
But now this new Hershey's Kiss Deluxe will hit the market just in time for Christmas.
So once again.
Oh my gosh. Even the box looks like Ferrero Rocher. Look, Hershey's. I'm so disappointed. I thought this was going to be a good thing. Double the size of the Kiss, and it's all just a ploy.
You might want to check up on corporate America. Maybe they own Ferrero Rocher.
Do
Hershey's.
They?
I don't know.
Well, if they own Ferrero Rocher, why would they need to make another Ferrero Rocher in a Hershey's Kiss box?
Good point.
Would they? I think isn't Ferrero Rocher Swiss or something?
I thought it was a company unto itself, but who knows?
You can have you can get Hershey's Kiss Deluxe, 103 calories for three. That's 43 calories in each, but it has cereal in it, so it's totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
It's fine. It's good. Don't worry about it. It's breakfast. Did you know that Hershey's does Reese's and Jolly Rancher? At least they didn't stick a Jolly Rancher in the middle of the Hershey's Kiss.
You say like there would be something wrong with that.
It'd be kind of like big Turkish and candy flavor, wouldn't it? Like
I
chocolate
guess.
With the
candy filling?
Yeah. Anyway, this sounded like it was going to be so good, but now it sounds like a Ferrero Rocher. I'm not a fan of the Ferrero Rocher. Do you like them? The hazelnut?
They're awesome.
Do you like them?
Love them.
With the crispiness?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. Well, we'll get you some. Maybe we could do a taste test like we did with the chocolate Lucky Charms and the Count Chocula. We could close your eyes and feed you a Ferrero Rocher and then feed you a Hershey's Kiss Deluxe and see if somebody stole somebody's recipe.
I think I could tell the difference. We had some wonderful listeners that told me where to find the chocolate Lucky Charms and how to go and get them. So that was helpful.
Yes, it was helpful. Now the box is gone. So
yes,
you need to move on to a new chocolatey taste test.
Can't wait.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.